Z On Air Music presents Long Player.
Just yesterday, Aotearoa Musical Collective Leisure rolled out their sophomore studio album, Twister. The release of the record follows a whole bunch of killer dance floor singles, plus there's a whole bunch you wouldn't have heard before. They celebrated that with a packed out show at the Power Station yesterday evening. But before that took place, I had two of the members, Tom and Josh, come up and have a little chat to me about the record and how it all came together.
I'm Tom. I play bass when we play live and then just do a bunch of stuff when we record.
I'm Jason. I also do a bunch of stuff and play guitar live.
Ease up on my own vibe. It's alright to deep dive and see it through.
There's obviously a couple more members to Leisure, so who's not here today?
Jaden,
Josh.
Josh and Jordan.
Jordan, yeah.
And then
Paul, our drummer as well.
He's like slowly becoming a full-time member.
Yeah.
A sixth member.
Starting to
creep in there.
Yeah.
So you're releasing your sophomore record, Twister.
Yes.
That's very exciting. It's been a while in the making. Was it a couple of years worth of songwriting and recording?
Yeah. A bunch of it was done pretty quickly after the first one came out. And then we, for some reason, we just kind of felt like we had to go back to the drawing board. And then we signed a record deal, and that kind of changed the way we put music out, because I had an idea of how they wanted to do it. And so we ended up delaying it again to do like a kind of single rollout kind of thing, so they could, because they were treating us as
a new band.
Sure.
As like a debut, so they kind of wanted to do it from the way, from their perspective, like the way it would work. So that caused more delays, but we're happy.
And you're here.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go through some of the tracks, and I thought Feeling Free is a great place to start. It's the opener to that album, and it's a really beautiful opener to that album.
Thank you.
And from what I understand, the songs on this record were written at various Airbnbs, because you did writing get together at houses that you booked out around the place and have some writing time together. Do you remember where Feeling Free was written?
It started with Josh had a beat that we all really loved, and it had a lot of the rhythm and beat stuff already conjured up by him. And then we went through a couple of different versions on that song. And then we ended up finishing it at this B&B just in the city that we had in June.
Grey Bay or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was just this house that we decided to get to, like, sort of put all the songs together and start finishing them off. Because we had the idea that the album would be finished by July and then out by October last year.
Right.
Yeah. So, but it just sort of started out with the beat that Josh had, and then we went through a couple of the different versions of Top Lines, and then I think we all came together and made it Feeling Free.
trying to deny it. Don't try to fight it.
Else about that?
No, I remember when Josh sent the beat through, it was called Festival Beat 2020 yeah, or something.
Yeah, Festival Beat.
And
yeah.
I think he was kind of taking the piss because there's like this sample that's like, how are you guys feeling?
Yeah.
Well, we thought it was a sample, but.
Yeah, well, he was, it was kind of not a main sort of that sampley vocal you hear at the start, wasn't like a main part of his beat, but we were like, hey, what's that bit? Turn that up. Who is that? And where did you sample that from? And then he was like, oh no, that's just me on that.
Yeah.
So it turned out really good. It was just him, and he had like sort of made it sound like an old sample. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I kind of cracked up because I was imagining him doing that vocal. Just like, and yeah. I imagined him with like a shirt
off. Don't try to deny it.
Maybe in his boxes or something, just like real sweaty. Just like,
he ready to ride this way?
Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah, that's the one. Turn that bit up and put it at the front of the song.
That's
what I
mean, like, yeah. That's so good. Yeah. So when you were working in these Airbnbs, and somebody's booked them or whatever,
yeah,
and you show up, is it kind of like, or you all dibs your bedrooms and then set up all your gear in the living room, or what's the sort of situation?
I guess so.
Yeah, usually it's like first in, first serve. Yeah. Usually it works out that way. And then we have this idea, oh, whoever gets the best room, maybe you can like swap out or something, but that never happens. That never happens. It's always like,
yeah,
who gets there first and who's... But usually Josh has a room set up in one part of the building, usually the main area.
Hmm.
And then I have another sort of studio B set up somewhere in another room, and we're both making music at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all just like sort of mix and match during the day. And then after about 6 p.m., maybe mm-hmm. after dinner time, that's when we all come together in one room.
Uh-huh.
And then we just like go all night, you know, having fun as a band mm-hmm. on the ideas that we had during the day. Yeah. Yeah, that's usually the way that it works.
The next track I wanted to ask about was The Hype. I really like this song. I like the way the Hype lyric kind of comes in and leads you into the song.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan.
Can you tell me a little bit about how this track came together?
It started with, I think Jaden was in, his parents have or had a house in Whangamata. And Jaden and Jordan went down there, and the rest of us couldn't go for various reasons.
Yeah.
But then they came back with a couple of ideas, and that was one of them.
Yeah, and then we finished the verse lyrics after that. But yeah, most of that, Jordan.
The
and,
core of that, yeah, was Jaden and Jordan.
Jordan
and
Jaden, yeah.
The hype.
Is it difficult working between 5/6 of you, working out what ideas to use and which ones to bin and stuff? How does that process normally?
Can be.
Usually we, you can correct me if I'm wrong, yeah. but usually it's, if one of us don't like it, we don't continue on with it.
Yeah.
So all of us have to like the song enough to want to continue on with it.
Yeah.
So often we have like a pileup of like 50 to 60 songs.
Yeah, right.
But it's just, and sometimes it can be like, oh, a couple of us really like this one, we really want to do it, but if one of us is just not feeling it, it's just not a leisure song, you know? Mm. So it has to be the five of us being like, yep, this is great, we love it, and then it's really truly a leisure song.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
With going in to record this record, was there kind of like a bunch of sonic references that you guys had talked about, or a sound that you wanted to achieve, or a mood that you wanted, you know, when you were like, we're writing our second album, this is
Purple.
A goal?
It started out with Purple because the first one was Red. So I had the idea of like making everything purple.
Yeah, right.
Which we started to do, and then as like I was saying before, like we kind of went back to the drawing board. But I think we've been like playing live more, and just kind of wanting to capture that experience in the record, and like moving forward, playing more, traveling more, and like playing overseas. We wanted to kind of make something that was exciting for us and like
dynamic,
like kind of reach into the dancier side of our sound, and then also reach back into like the stonery side.
Yeah,
as well.
Because you've built up quite a fan base overseas as well, right?
Yeah.
Where are some of the places you guys have been playing? And
We just did a little Europe stint. Wasn't a lot of shows. It was more like a handshake to kind of, or like a speed date kind of
reintroducing.
Yeah.
Hey, we're still here.
Yeah. We played in France and Berlin and
London.
The UK, yeah.
Yeah.
So we did London and Brighton for The Great Escape.
Mm.
It was cool. My favorite show was Berlin.
Yeah, same.
Because everyone like straight away was just like on the same vibe, and they were like smoking weed in the venue.
Yeah.
So making out.
Was everyone was
like, so like where I was standing, like there were some girls and they had like a pouch of tobacco and like their jar of weed, and they were like rolling joints like right next to my feet, and they were just like continuously like rolling, smoking, and it was just I got pretty wavy just from standing. But yeah, it was cool. Everyone was just fully
The response in Germany was so good, and London was also a good show.
London was cool. London was cool.
And it was a good response. And Paris was a bit of fun too. It was just fun to be in Paris.
You say that with a sneaky little twinkle in your eye.
Yeah.
Something went down in the City of Love.
Definitely. That's like a long story. But like,
I got the rest of the afternoon.
I didn't sleep for a couple of days, put it that way.
I know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
You're all clammed up now. Well, I'll ask you about the next track that I wanted to. Money, which is a really smooth track, but lots of spacey synthy sounds in that. Do you remember where that was recorded or written? Sorry?
That was one from Jordan's archives. He just sent it through. We do this thing where we send through ideas and send through different songs and stuff that we might have been working on at home. And he had that song. Majority of it, and I just kind of lost my shit when I heard it. I was like, oh, we gotta finish this right now, like it's so good. And then Jaden did a bridge on it, and then we kind of just polished it up and put some guitars on, and then it was Money. It was pretty easy, that one.
It was real easy.
It was so easy to do.
And Jordan did most of the work.
Yeah, he did most of the toil on blood, sweat, and toil on that song. So, a lot of our songs, like our favorite ones, often are just really quickly put together, and it's just an easy process. That's often when you know that it's
everything kind of clicks in.
Just like, hey, I got an idea. It goes like this, and then you know, like it's like not a not a massive task. You get those odd ones where it, like, you have to put in the blood, sweat and tears, but often our favourite ones are the ones that we just, it's just really quick.
Because you were doing the writing over a long period of time at these Airbnbs and at your various homes and stuff and then coming together, where did you actually do the recording sessions? Was that part of that process or was it afterwards when you'd had a bunch of songs together?
It's all written as we record it, really.
Right.
Yeah. We've sort of tried multiple times to re-record things in a studio environment, and often the best vibe or whatever is out of the sessions that we've done at the B&Bs,
mm-hmm.
just because you're in the environment and stuff like that. And we've used the crappiest gear to record some of those things, but it just always comes out sounding better because it's because we were just in the environment and the performance is just true to what we were trying to do at the time.
Yeah. So fresh and vibing on it.
Yeah. And so it's usually we like to, especially now we like to keep like first takes if we can, like we're at the beach houses and stuff.
Yeah. It helps because we know that now, so we know to be prepared to capture that first, those initial ideas, because we know that's the case.
Yeah.
We're kind of prepared for it.
Have you lost a few before where you're like,
damn. Definitely, like, there was a couple of tracks on the first album that I think we, that didn't make it, maybe because we would, you know, we tried too hard with the production stuff and didn't realize the full extent of being able to capture something in the moment, and how special that is when you do, even if you have used the cheapest mic or the, you know, the dustiest equipment, like a $20 bass or something, like that's kind of part of it. And so we try and work towards that definitely now. We try and make that, a big part of what we do now.
Another track that stuck out to me was Sly, but it's got dots, S dot L dot Y. Oh, yeah.
Someone Like You.
Someone Like You.
Oh, right, okay. Can you tell me a little bit about this track?
Omaha.
That was Omaha.
Yeah.
Which we feel like there was a bit of tapu going on with that place, so.
Oh, there's just definitely some eerie vibes, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We went out to this place in some like mountains in Omaha or something. Like some
kind of like behind Lee. Gets kind of rural and
lots of sort of mountains, and like we had this beautiful view, and we were really isolated. I don't think, was there Wi-Fi? I can't remember.
I think so.
That song came out of those sessions, a few late night sessions where.
Was that the first night? I think it was.
I don't know. I think maybe it was the first night, but then we like arranged it, some things, added some guitars, and on that, remember that big night where we did On My Mind, Ultraviolet Light, and Someone Like You. So On My Mind, Ultraviolet Light, and Someone Like You came out of those Omaha sessions, where they all seemed to be quite quick. And when we got back, we listened back to it and. I remember we were just like, just don't touch it, just like do the slightest of things and then just leave the vibe what it was, because we had so much fun on that trip.
Yeah. that's one of probably one of my favorites on the record, just because it's like
vibey,
bombastic, and it's simple. But I don't know. We play it live. We've been playing it live for the past couple of months, eh?
Yeah, and it's so much fun to play live.
And like no one knows the song, but like there's one line or something, like lyric line, and so everyone's like singing along, and then just the bass line and the groove. It's just like kind of perfect live.
Yeah.
Kind of track.
I think you mentioned Ultraviolet Light was recorded in the same sessions, and that was another song I noted down because I really loved that woozy underwater feeling on that track, which is quite tonally different from the rest of that album.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
What
was
that, the decision behind that?
I can't remember, but whatever we were taking or doing at the time.
We
I do know what we were taking and doing at the time, but
we're pretty we were having a lot of fun at those sessions, and that one came about where we were just having a lot of fun.
Bag of fun.
And staying up all night just really enjoying that kind of like woozy, you kind of described it, exactly right. It's kind of got a woozy sort of etherealness to it. And so we really enjoy getting into that when we go away, because like it feels like we're sort of part of the environment that we're in, and we're all coming together and making this music that sounds really ethereal and stuff like that. And we have moments like that every now and then. Your Love on the first record was like that. Where we just really enjoy each other's company and making music. And so, it's a real special one for us.
Thank you.
That was Tom and Jason from Leisure talking about the group's new album, Twister. I owe Jason a big apology. When I kicked off that interview, I said it was Josh. But in my defense, there are four people with J names in that band: Jason, Jaden, Josh, and Jordan. So I think it's understandable to get it a little bit twisted. That album, Twister, boom, dropped yesterday. They played at the Power Station last night, and they got Wellington, Christchurch, and Dunedin lined up to play as well. Tickets are available on Under the Radar, and there's a vinyl bundle you can scoop up with that.
That was Longplayer. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.